This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban seized three more Afghan provincial capitals and a local army headquarters Wednesday to complete a blitz across the country's northeast, giving them control of two-thirds of the nation as the United States and NATO finalize their withdrawal after a decades-long war. The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast, as well as Farah province to the west, put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance, even as it lost a major base in Kunduz. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani rushed to Balkh province, already surrounded by the Taliban-held territory, to seek help pushing back the insurgents from warlords linked to allegations of atrocities and corruption. He also fired his army chief of staff. The Biden administration says Afghan leaders have what they need to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. Speaking at the White House briefing Wednesday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki doubled down on the White House response to the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to make rapid gains in the country.
We will continue to coordinate airstrikes with and in support of Afghan forces. And as the president made clear, Afghan leaders have to come together. And the future of the country is really on their shoulders.
Psaki said the White House is closely watching the deteriorating security conditions in parts of the country, but added that no particular outcome, in our view, is inevitable. The U.S. military, which plans to complete its withdrawal by the end of this month, has conducted some airstrikes, but largely has avoided involving itself in the ground campaign. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it would soon begin testing three drugs currently used for other diseases to see if they might help patients suffering from the coronavirus. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the three drugs would be adopted into the next phase of its ongoing global research into identifying potential treatments for COVID-19.
We need more for patients at all ends of the clinical spectrum, from mild to severe disease, and we need health workers that are trained to use them in a safe environment.
The drugs being tested were chosen by an independent panel based on the likelihood they could prevent deaths in people hospitalized for serious coronavirus. The WHO's ongoing study into COVID-19 treatments previously assessed four drugs and includes thousands of researchers in hundreds of hospitals in 52 countries. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it wants all pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID-19, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The CDC recommendation echoes recent guidance from top obstetrician groups and comes as hospitals in coronavirus hotspots around the country are seeing greater numbers of unvaccinated mothers-to-be seriously ill with the virus. Expectant women run a higher risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications from COVID-19, including miscarriages and stillbirths. But CDC data show their vaccination rates are low, with only about 23% having received at least one dose. The agency had previously encouraged pregnant women to consider vaccination, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky now says it has never been more urgent. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Thailand clashed with anti-government protesters for the second time in 2 days on Wednesday, firing tear gas and rubber bullets and chasing down fleeing demonstrators around the Victory Monument landmark in Bangkok. Protesters had mainly confined themselves to throwing paint at the police, but after organizers called off the rally, a group gathered in the nearby Dindang area firing slingshots and hurling firecrackers and small explosive devices called ping-pong bombs. They also set a vehicle on fire. The demonstrators had planned to march to the residence of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. They were demanding his resignation amid a severe coronavirus outbreak that has exposed the government to accusations of complacency, corruption, and incompetence, charges that it denies. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.